Joining us on our program today, we have Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Here we are, another meeting out of the way.
Yep. Ooh,
and a lot of time spent talking about downtown incentive fund.
Yeah, they did some major updates on the BDIF, Boone Downtown Incentive Fund, to comply with a future Main Street application and designation. So when we invest money into downtown storefronts, we know that we're going to be able to have that be beneficial to our application and to our designation if it should occur.
Yeah, started out when it first started, a lot of focus downtown, and then allowed to expand. And one thing I know that the board had, or at least Economic Development Board and Terry Mormon had said, doesn't mean we can't down the road expand it back out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. The focus right now is really towards Main Street, that Main Street application.
Yeah, a concentrated effort at this time in the commercial zone down in the central business district instead of both of the business districts in West Boone and Central Boone for the time being.
So that and, of course, the other big commitment you made is got a budget that's holding about $1 million for a street project.
Yes, that's a large commitment. I presented a letter of support for the Main Street application to the Main Street group last night, and that included all of the previous investments that the City of Boone has done with BDIF and everything like that downtown. Our commitment of $90,000 to the downtown fund over 3 years, and then our future commitments to street projects, like you mentioned.
It's part of a public-private partnership. It is, and again, 2 years ago when we were going through this process, I know at the time we visited, or not previous mayor and I visited about, it is, your success is a private-public partnership.
It definitely is.
And it takes those private people to be involved.
Yes, absolutely. We have the business owners that are involved. We have citizens volunteering their time to put together the application. Chamber is involved, and the city is involved, too. So we're all trying to work together to improve that area of town and get that designation.
One of the things we did learn is that they did appreciate when they did the assessment for you. They said, we really appreciate the financial commitment and things you got, but we would like to see that spread out a little more. They're looking for more public or more people.
Yes.
To actually individually support the effort as well.
Yes, absolutely. Any little bit that people can give, whether financially or through volunteerism when they have their downtown cleanups and things of that nature, it all goes a long way, both for the application and just for the improvement of downtown.
Well, just the things they're doing with the street trees.
Yes.
They still have that last part of putting the grading in, getting the grading done, and
yes,
that's still a fundraising effort they have going on.
Yep, so. One last piece of that has to be done yet.
Chamber's got the information on their website. We'll have Jennifer remind us when she comes and visits again, too.
Absolutely.
So last night, I got a little bit of a summary from Brenda Dreyer about Ames Economic Development. Delayed because of the cold weather, but a lot of things we knew. Still putting out a lot of contacts. People don't realize it because they are constantly making contact with different entities,
yes.
Different groups, economic development things.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of pending projects, a lot of projects that we're working on. When those are finalized, I will be very happy to announce them. But they're putting feelers out all the time on our behalf, and we're trying to make sure that we have a good environment for investment and economic development. One thing that she did announce is we were successful in our application for the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund.
Yeah, we got the grant from, again, this will be the second year for that. And I know the council, they were very animate that they wanted to support getting this and doing this project again.
Yes, absolutely. It was great to see council fully support this project. It's something that helps a lot of people that are in need. We've talked about it on this program before. People have to own their own home. They have to be in a certain income bracket. But it's investments and improvements in their existing homes, people's homes around town, sewers, roofs, things like that.
Yeah. And we've heard the same thing from Ron Christensen over there at Heart of Iowa Habitat. Mm-hmm. He said the Helping Hands program is just an ongoing effort. All of Boone County, he said, mm-hmm. can definitely use it. And even though they're building a new home this year, this is one of the things I think they might have even been involved with one of those one of the rehab projects last year. So, again, those are things that obviously, this is big. Now, tossed a little more, had to match right. a little more. The council did not have any problem saying,
no, we didn't.
We'll find the money to,
yeah,
to match
the,
what
the
we
match
need.
Went up to $20,000, you know, for an $80,000 match. So, like I said last night, we got a 4-to-1 return on our investment into the citizens' homes in Boone. So.
Now, people, we will have a press release coming out on this, but yes. We have to go through this process. Brenda Dreyer will be helping to steer this from
yes.
Ames Economic Development. She's got the expertise in this, but mm-hmm. working with homeowners, helping them with the applications.
Yes.
Again, there's going to be more info coming out on here.
Yep, and there will be a public meeting session as well that they'll hold so people could get more information on whether or not they would want to apply.
So that, I think we're planning early March.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll have more information on that as we get a little bit closer. But still, council pretty excited. This is the one that you really had been looking for and really want to go ahead with.
Yeah, so. And that's, you know, one of the things that's most gratifying about being an elected official is finding ways to help citizens.
And we had, what, 11 homes last
time? 11 homes, so yes.
Ended up with only $1,300 left.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
well, what gets us... It's around $100,000, so hopefully
Absolutely.
It all helps out. And I think one of the other really interesting parts on this, I always thought, was it requires local contractors, if
mm-hmm.
you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if at all possible, local contractors need to be involved with it. And they were all pretty busy last year, so
right.
there were some challenges in there.
There's a lot of construction.
Well, speaking of construction, we are going to have a street overlay project,
yes.
8th Street, for anybody who's driven it. You
yep.
know what it's like.
Yep, Crawford to Division. We got bids in. They were under our projections, so that's always good to see. Approved those last night.
And that's been one of those that's been on your capital list
it
for some time.
It has been, yeah. It's been at the top of our road improvement list for a couple of years. And we made the new road on West Park and South Marion, which took a lot of time and investment there. But now we're back to, and as we've talked about in the past, focusing on these existing streets, really putting money into the ground to get those roads improved for the citizens.
And for those that are wondering, yes, already starting to, they're going to start doing the footwork on putting together that Story Street overlay.
That's
so
right.
That will be big. A couple other things that came up last night, and I know the override, the veto, again, of the resolution.
Sure.
You withdrew the veto on that
withdrew
last
the
night.
Veto, yeah.
It had to do with caps during council meetings and stuff.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, I can do the math, and I knew it was going to be overridden, so I chose to withdraw that.
So
save us some time.
We move on with that.
Yep.
Wastewater plant project, yes. Well, technically kind of done, but...
Technically almost,
You
yeah.
guys are really disappointed that it really took as long as it did.
It did. It took much longer than it really needed to. We're inching closer to the finish line. We still have some more work to do as far as with the contractor and everything like that, but functionally, yes.
Yay.
A big sigh of relief.
And it's one of those, it was mandated.
Yes.
So you really didn't have much of a choice.
You had to do the project, but, you know, above and beyond that, we have the utility committee and administration has been focused on long-range planning goals for our wastewater treatment plant and our water treatment plant because that affects our economic viability for projects mm-hmm. going forward. So we see that, you know, improvements there, both ecologically, savings to ratepayers, and then future economic growth is very important.
And we do have a couple of, as we go into the new fiscal year, you do have a couple of bond issues that you're moving mm-hmm. forward with. And again, basic infrastructure things. People keep saying your new wastewater plant, your new water plant, 20 plus years old.
Yeah, it's not new, by any stretch of the imagination, but we always have to make improvements to those vital resources.
Got to keep, well, it's like your home.
Yep,
Just have
Absolutely.
To keep making those improvements in there. We do know we've got some improvements going on at City Hall. We still got a few odds and ends of things to be done. You have mm-hmm. made a lot of, except for when our Zoom feed went away last
right.
night.
Right. Yeah. We had a little technical issue during the meeting. I thought it was maybe a dongle issue, so I had a spare dongle to give to Andrea to check it out, but it's probably a VGA cord, so we'll get that resolved for the next meeting. But yeah, we're looking at new doors in the upstairs, painting and matching, staining and everything like that. Looks to be coming in around $30,000. So, and $10,000 for various painting projects around City Hall. Just maintenance and upkeep. The, you know, when you own a home, when you have any sort of physical infrastructure, you always have to maintain it. Otherwise, you end up paying a lot more later on down the road.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did want to ask you a little bit about the press release you had, again, with with the Jurgensons, Evan and Emily. This was joint one, and this has to do with, again, the Y building, because I know people are always
saying, I ask a lot about it a lot, and we put out a joint press release, myself and the Jorgensons, who are the owner of 608 Carroll, formerly the Y building, and we talked about, you know, I praised them for their investment and their entrepreneurship, and they really said that their project is complementary to the city's proposal that'll be coming to council next month. And so we had a really nice conversation, and I was glad to present that to the citizens so they could kind of see a little bit more about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. City's position, and I know, like, the third paragraph, you pretty well spelled it out, that the council, yourself, staff, as you've looked at making tax dollars available for that, did not think that was a wise investment.
In the building itself, it doesn't really fit our long-range planning goals. And really, what we're looking for is what are going to be our needs going forward, not at this particular moment or in the past. And as the Jorgensons told me, this is a passion project for them. They haven't asked for any, you know, taxpayer dollars or anything like that. And when it is a privately owned enterprise, there are a lot more restrictions on, you know, just to make sure you're good stewards of taxpayer dollars and things like that. It makes it harder for those dollars to become available. But that building in and of itself, and especially when we talk about the availability of outdoor courts, fields, and things like that, it just wouldn't suit the needs of the city going forward.
Which is the other part of what's going on with the rec complex.
Correct.
Taking and investigating. Everybody keeps just focusing on a building part of it.
Correct.
That rec complex has much more than...
Yeah, it has a lot of outdoor need for those soccer fields, football fields, baseball fields, things like that. Multi-use function for youth sports outside, and multi-use indoor courts are going to have to be a lot larger than what is currently available in a building such as that.
Mm-hmm. You did have a lot of support from the organizations that are doing a lot of those activities right now, looking not only for space, but actually helping with some facilitation to be able to continue doing those.
Yes. Going forward, the possibility of having a rec director who helps coordinate those things, alleviate some of that administrative burden from parents, is able to make things go smoother. You know, the parents can focus on doing some coaching, watching their kids play and things of that nature, and doing some volunteer things on the side rather than taking the entire thing on themselves.
I know it's going to be one of those things the council will have to hear the presentation. I know that's one of the big things was, let's wait and see what comes, is presented to the council. And are there things that we can do, things we can move ahead with? We know the site locations, actually the three that were reviewed at the last open house.
Yes.
Kind of up around Lowell Park, around Cap Irby Park, and then one south of 30.
Yes. Yeah, there are three broad locations, and the one by Cap Irby was far and away the most preferred location. That's the preferred spot for myself. I envision proximity to the middle school and Ledges Elementary, and the availability for kids to go there after school or on the weekends. They don't have transportation, so that's an important thing for a lot of folks.
So, again, that's something probably in March?
Council will receive that recommendation and consider it and decide how to move forward from there.
Yeah. If we move. Again, that's
correct.
It. That's the thing, too.
It's in council's hands, whether or not it would go to a November vote.
So
at the end of the day, that would be the final decision.
We'll see what happens. And I know some people keep saying you've had multiple votes. Really, there's only been the one.
Yeah, there was one vote, and it was on a substantively different proposal.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why it was just take a step back for a year, think about, what are our needs? And that gap analysis that ISG did really is eye-opening to the lack of field space we have for our kids.
Mm-hmm. So those are things that I will continue to come forward.
Yes, it's a process.
People, I know they keep asking, why do you keep bringing it up? And it's not so much that, but there are people that keep asking.
Right, yeah, yep.
And just like people keep asking to get the trains moving, you know.
Right, yeah. And the process is long, but that's for a reason, because we want to make sure to get the information so that you can put together a good proposal for consideration by the voters if it so choose. So
let's talk about trains, because everybody likes to talk about trains. I know one of the topics, you just did a presentation at the chamber gathering, and one of the topics that came up, people always.
It's
a never-ending challenge.
When you have a train going through the middle of town, that's something that's a topic of conversation. And, you know, we continue to reach out to Union Pacific about, block crossings and things like that. If you're at the intersection and the crossing is blocked, please do call that number that's on the sign to report the block crossing, so that they have that information when we go to them and say, our crossings are blocked X number of hours per day. We really need to do something about it. And of course, you know, we have our contacts at Washington, D.C. Senator Ernst has been very interested in helping with this situation and to make things better for us. And of course, that every citizen of the United States that deals with trains.
We'll keep working. We'll keep working at it.
Yes.
I know that's just one of the many things. Again, as far as the infrastructure, the housing issues are going, pretty good. We're waiting, Kading, starting to bring forward some more. They've had their preliminary kind of plans out there.
Yeah.
But Villas at Fox Point are really moving along.
They are. Work has moved to the interior there. Dave Aides is being very busy with inspections and everything like that, our building official, and he will continue to be busy when Kading gets going as well. They'll start moving some dirt when construction season begins and getting some site plans finalized.
I know you had mentioned briefly, you know, about some of the economic development efforts you're doing. People need to understand there are things that are happening. You're being contacted by different businesses and entities.
Correct.
But they're asking
anonymity.
Yeah,
it's until things are finalized, it's very precarious, and so we need to be patient and do our due diligence and allow them the latitude to finalize their plans before they make a solid commitment.
So we keep working at it, though.
Correct. Yeah. It's one of the most fun things when we're able to say, you know, we put all this work into a project and then announce it to the public to make sure it's finalized.
Couple of different things. I know that the chief said fire trucks almost here.
Yes.
Actually, because of the travel that it has to go through a final checklist of are all the wheels fastened and is the fuel tank going to stay on and everything else.
Yeah, it'll get here.
So we'll have that. And that shouldn't be too far away.
No.
And the addition to the building, that is all set.
Yes.
And for those that are wondering, new truck's probably not going to be in the new bay. It might be closer to the front where it gets used more often.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how they'll shift and jockey things around.
Yep. They'll move those around. And we have a new hire for our public works department. Yeah, and so that brings them up to full staff.
Finally.
Yep. And the pothole season is around the corner, and they're always working on something. So that'll be a welcome addition.
They have all of that going on. Yeah, actually, and we're hoping they don't have to do too much more winter.
Right.
They sure went through.
The groundhog said we're going to be done with that pretty soon. I trust his judgment on that.
We hope. Again, it's one of the things that council did finally also go ahead and authorize payment to the school for the extension of Hancock.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so far, working fairly well. Mm-hmm. I think some people are learning how to use it. But
yeah.
All of that.
New travel routes.
God, I got to pay attention to all those.
Yes.
And we get the buses around, too.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I know you're watching closely to see what the school does with their Lincoln and Page buildings.
Yes.
And again, they're still in the process of taking care of that. So
yep, absolutely.
Something we'll have to watch and see. I was going to say, otherwise, you got a couple of committee meetings that will be coming up. Mm-hmm. And basically, we're going to get through here. Want people to understand, got some different hearing dates and things that'll be coming up when it comes to the budget because of the new legislation.
Right.
So they'll all be published. It'll be out there.
Yes.
You have to hold the at least the budget one separately from a regular meeting.
Yeah, it can't be during a regular meeting. So we'll hold that meeting and then we'll adjourn briefly and then come back for a regular meeting just to finalize the budget. But, you know, our taxable valuations really only went up a couple of percent. And so it's not large increase or anything like that. Actually, much lower than inflation. So staff did a great job balancing those budgets.
Balance that budget, yeah. And not many changes when it was brought to the council.
So. No, not many changes at all. Fairly status quo from the previous year.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us.
Always
and let us know what's going on. Keep us updated. Look forward to visiting with you after the next council meeting.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Eli Steins, Boone Mayor, our guest on our program today.